You actually suggested that Governor Sununu put this council together in the first place. Why do you feel it's important for it to exist?
When you look at the issue of millennials across the state, we're a large force. You know, we're becoming the largest block of workers in the national and New Hampshire economy. And when you look at New Hampshire as a climate for a place where millennials can come and start a life, it's not so amenable at times, you know.
And what were some of the issues that came up last week at your first meeting?
Yeah, so we got right down to business at the first meeting, and we came up with four specific subgroup issue sets, if you will. Basically, we boiled it down to workforce development, conservation and transportation, education, student loans, the issue of student debt in New Hampshire, and then housing.
And how many people are on this council?
There are 25. For the purposes of this council, you know, and depending on who you ask, it's, you know, everybody says something different, but they're defining millennials as anybody born between the years of 1980 and 2000. So we've got one senior at UNH and then up to the higher end of that age range. So, you know, late 30s, I suppose.
So are you satisfied with the diversity of professions and backgrounds among the council members?
In some ways, the council does a very effective job capturing diversity. You know, I think that across age ranges within the millennial generation and geographic diversity across the state and diversity of professions, I think, was very well captured in the council. And I think in those ways that I am very pleased. When you look at other types of diversity, you know, obviously we are not a particularly racially diverse state, but I think that we could have potentially done a better job capturing racial diversity on the council. Not to say that we didn't at all, but that is one particular area where maybe we could have done a better job.
I know that you live in the North Country. What kinds of issues are millennials facing in that region compared to, you know, a more populous area of the state?
In the North Country, you know, it's important to make some distinctions. I live in Carroll County and in North Conway, and the scene here is very distinct from what you find north of the Notches, you know, in Coos. And so I think that jobs is a pretty big issue in the North Country, generally speaking. I think that that issue is a little bit varied from Carroll to Coos, you know, in Coos County, and I don't want to speak for them. But it seems that the issue is, you know, we just need jobs at all. They lack economic opportunity and they need, you know, jobs for people to work. Here in Conway, for example, it's a little bit different. There's certainly no lack of jobs. I like to reference the fact that in the local paper, the Conway Daily Sun, there's usually 4 or 5 pages of help wanted ads. There's just not enough people to fill them. The issue here in, you know, the kind of tourism center is more of a lack of the right jobs. So it's a lot of retail and it's a lot of front desk in an inn or, you know, hospitality jobs. There are a lot of seasonal jobs. And so it's hard for millennials who are have a ton of student debt to come and settle in Conway when there's really not a whole lot of jobs that can pay them enough for them to start setting up some roots and setting up a life without working a second or a third job.
And I imagine that that's an issue around the state in general, because in a state that relies so heavily on tourism, of course, you do have seasonal jobs. You have lower paying retail and hospitality jobs. But how do you attract a 25 or 35 year old who may be thinking of starting a family and needs to plant some permanent roots? And how do you get that kind of workforce development?
Precisely. Yeah. I think that's the question that we'll be stabbing at.
Now, the governor's office said they were accepting applications, and the governor himself said his office was flooded with calls of people who were interested. But many of the members seem to be pre-selected. I mean, how does the council plan to involve other millennials across the state that maybe did want to have a voice?
Yeah, so we talked about that a little bit at the meeting. And, you know, for starters, the meetings are open to anybody. So millennials are welcome to come and participate. But beyond that, we talked about ways that we could, you know, incorporate some of the voices from our hometowns, our home communities, and our home counties, and bring those sort of opinions to the table. And so I think there may be some opportunity for listening sessions, you know, locally, and then can bring that feedback back to the governor's office.
Austin Bernier is from the National Forest Foundation. He's also a member of the new Millennial Advisory Council created last week by Governor Sununu. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.